This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, July 12th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Lawmakers pull bills on reforming water rights. Newsom puts $20 million into heat awareness, and USDA looks to measure ag emissions. Legislature tables bills on reforming water rights. The tide has turned on a series of bills aiming to reform water rights in California. Assemblymember Rebecca Bauer-Cahan of Orinda has pulled AB 460 for the year. The bill proposed increased state water board enforcement, enabling it to immediately halt water diversions and fine violators up to $10,000 a day. Bauer-Cahan canceled the hearing on the measure for the Senate Natural Resources and Water Committee, delaying the bill past a critical deadline. She could revive the measure in January in the second half of the two-year legislative session. Yet ag groups viewed it as a win, buying more time to seek amendments and rally opposition to the bill. On Monday, Assemblymember Buffy Wicks of Oakland pulled AB 1337, that ahead of a hearing before the same committee. Her bill would enable the board to curtail pre-1914 rights without a drought emergency or providing due notice. The board could also levy penalties for each day and for every acre foot of water diverted. In the meantime, Senator Ben Allen of Santa Monica has amended SB 389, which would enable the board to scrutinize and potentially revoke pre-1914 claims. The bill would no longer put the burden on right holders to provide a claim. Allen also rescinded a provision allowing the board to revoke a claim after 5 years without use. Ag groups remain opposed over concerns that SB 389 would still jeopardize water rights. Now keep this in mind, a package of bills on groundwater extraction has continued to progress through the legislature. Also shelved, Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel of Los Angeles has pulled a measure that would allow SPCAs to sue ranchers and rodeos. Newsom launches heat awareness campaign. Governor Newsom yesterday announced a new $20 million awareness campaign for severe heat. The educational outreach is aimed at heat-sensitive groups, such as older or disabled Californians. Newsom said, "We're asking everyone to stay alert to changing weather and take the necessary steps to keep themselves and their families safer from deadly heat waves." In all, the state has allocated more than $400 million to the administration's Extreme Heat Action Plan. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Torres Small confirmed as number two at USDA. So Chil Torres Small, a former congresswoman and the granddaughter of farm workers, easily confirmed by the Senate yesterday as USDA's new Deputy Agriculture Secretary. Torres Small, whose nomination was approved 84-8, has been serving as the Department Undersecretary for Rural Development since 2021. She replaces Jill Bronaugh, who stepped down from the position earlier this year. Head of the vote, Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow said Torres Small's impressive and wide-ranging resume makes her an ideal appointee to help lead more than 100,000 public servants at USDA. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. USDA plans network to measure ag emissions. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is announcing plans today for a soil carbon monitoring and research network that will be created as a part of a $300 million investment by USDA in carbon measurement and verification. The funding, which was included in the Inflation Reduction Act, is part of a broader federal strategy to advance greenhouse gas measurement and monitoring, like the agriculture and forest sectors released today. Why it matters? Well, there have long been data gaps and questions surrounding the impact of farming practices on greenhouse gas emissions. Secretary Vilsack said this new investment by USDA in improving data and measurement of greenhouse gas emissions is unmatched in its scope and potential to increase accuracy, reduce uncertainty, and enhance overall confidence in these estimates. We're data-driven, and we seek continuous improvement in our climate-smart agriculture and forestry efforts. Ahead today, Secretary Vilsack and White House National Climate Advisor Ali Zaidi will speak at Michigan State University's Universal Food Forum in Washington. AgriPulse is a co-sponsor of the event. It will feature panels on a wide range of issues, including food security, global regulations and trade, and science communication. Senators look to tie Vilsack's hands. Three GOP senators are proposing to restrict Secretary Vilsack's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation, which follows the heels of a provision that House Republicans have included in the USDA Fiscal 24 spending bill. I'm concerned that the CCC is at risk of becoming a slush fund for politically driven pet projects, said Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa. His USDA Spending Accountability Act is co-sponsored by Senators Roger Marshall of Kansas and Mike Braun of Indiana. The USDA is pushing back. Far from being a slush fund, CCC under the Biden-Harris administration has been used strategically and responsibly to meet the documented real needs from America's farmers and communities, including many in these sectors' own backyards, a spokesman said, noting that CCC spending has been lower than under the Trump administration. Now, for a deep dive of the farm bill development process, be sure to read our weekly newsletter today. We also look at the FY24 appropriation process, the challenges facing a major carbon sequestration pipeline, and the ongoing Midwest drought. USDA petitioned to block climate-friendly beef labels. The Environmental Working Group, a research and advocacy organization, is petitioning USDA to stop the use of, quote, climate-friendly labels on beef products. May require third-party verification and on-pack carbon disclosure for any similar labeling. Their group says climate-friendly claims made by beef companies like Tyson Foods are misleading. EWG says the company has cited use of agriculture practices such as tillage changes, cover crop adoption, and nutrient management on its Brazen Beef brand products, but it hasn't provided data detailing the scope of those practices or demonstrated a reduction in methane from their use. Tyson did not have an immediate comment. Well, here's today's He Said It. One of the big remaining technological challenges for tackling the climate crisis is ensuring that natural solutions in agriculture and forestry are working well. That John Podesta, White House Senior Advisor for Clean Energy Innovation and Implementation. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, July 12th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.